Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I'm having a very cute week this week. It's sunny outside today with no clouds in sight, and it's a little bit warm weather today, which thank God we need the warm weather today. And it's so cool, it's so breezy outside, it's so amazing, and it's nice out, which thank God for that. And yeah, that's about it. Oh, wait, excuse me. Where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. You kept Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is known as the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I can recast both of these lovely shows. And this episode, man, let's just say this is the episode where the Chenry rumors just got out of hand. And this episode is so good. It's so amazing. And I gotta say that this episode is really, really awesome to recap. So I thank you for taking the time. I hope I made your day a little bit better with this podcast, is because who doesn't want to celebrate their day with the Henry Danger podcast, am I right? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And yeah, so thank you for taking the time to come across my podcast. So thank you so much for that. So yeah, also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure to put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. So if you haven't heard already, the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World has come to an end. That's right, last week was the last week of the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, and now the 50th anniversary is no more. So they took everything down, the 50th medallion and all the treats and everything else. So I just want to say thank you for celebrating the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, even though I didn't get a chance to do it, but I got the opportunity to see the medallion in person and back in 2021, and it was a huge privilege, even though I wasn't in the anniversary itself, but I got the privilege to do it. And 50th, we'll miss you, and we'll see you on the next and another milestone. So I'm really excited for that. So stay tuned for more of that, and I cannot wait to see what it is next. Okay, so video game fans, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. That's right. This Wednesday, which is tomorrow, releases the Super Mario Brothers movie. You know I'm a huge Mario fan, and I've been waiting for this for decades for this to come. And to be honest with you, I'm a huge Mario fan. So if you're a video game fan like myself, and you've been a Mario fan for a long, long, long time, if I were you, go and get your tickets this Wednesday, which is tomorrow. And you do not want to miss it. Just trust me. It's a star-studded cast playing our characters that we knew and love. And I am just so stoked that we get to get the new movie. So make sure you grab your tickets for tomorrow, which is April 5th, the Super Mario Brothers movie in theaters this Wednesday, which is tomorrow. I'm so excited. So I cannot wait for a full week of Mario, and it's going to be awesome. So amazing stuff, and there's no more. So video game fans, rejoice, and it's going to be an amazing day. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 15, season 5 of Henry Danger, I Dream of Danger. Let me just say that this is the episode that we wanted to see, but the Chenry rumors gets out of hand in this episode. Let's just say that much. But if you saw this episode, congratulations for you. If you didn't, well, you got your special treat. So I cannot wait to recap this episode for you guys, and it's going to be awesome. And that's all I got to say, and it's going to be amazing. Oh my God, would you go and look at the time? I got to go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, so guys, keep it up with the plays, keep it up with the follows. I really, really appreciate you guys, and you guys are the best fan base that everything could do, and I cannot wait to do this with you. So, yeah, and the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 15, season 5 of Henry Danger, I Dream of Danger. Man, this episode, this was crazy and gotten out of hand, and I can't believe that this is the episode where the Chenry rumors actually started, because all you Chenry shippers out there, like, trying to make it happen, but it's not going to happen, but I get the reason why they dedicate this to Henry and Charlotte in this episode was because it's only, like, dreams, and dreams, like, ugh, it's just, like, girls need to get to that certain age, and trust me, and this episode dedicated to all the Chenry rumors that's been going on with all the fans, and I really am excited to recap this episode for you guys, because when I saw it, it was just, like, wow, it's just weird, and it's just, like, this is just so cool, and I loved it so much, but either way, if you have heard of this episode, you get my point, but if you don't, well, you get a special treat today, so I'm really, really excited to recap this one for you, and it's going to be good, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be a blast, so make sure you get all the snacks and everything else, because this is going to be an awesome thing, so make sure you get your snacks, grab your popcorn, grab any snack you have, or drink if you're in the mood for that, so, and sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and I guarantee you that this episode is going to laugh, and who knows, you might get a kick out of it too, so, yeah, so sit back, relax, enjoy the episode, and I hope I can make you smile, so, yeah, that's about it. Also, man fans, and to parents who have kids who aren't man fans, should you put on the speaker, whatever device that you have, is because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so we're in Charlotte's dream right now, but it takes place at the Swellview Zoo. We did get a close eye on Charlotte, and the lions is roaring, and cut to Charlotte, she's screaming, ah! And cut to the lion. And cut to all the angles of Charlotte trying to get out of the cage thing. And cut to her and like, ugh. I should lift weights more. And cut to Kid Danger as always. He's like, you mean? He said, ever? Cut to Charlotte looking up at him and said, Henry, you gotta save me. To Kid Danger's like, I know. Said, cut to that, both of them and cut to him and said, that's why I'm here. And why I lift weights. It cuts to the lion, and somehow Kid Danger just grabs Charlotte and gets her out of there. And the cheering goes on, and she grabs him. And somehow they both look into each other's eyes, which is kind of awkward, both angles. And somehow the lion roars, and Kid Danger looks, and Charlotte does as well. Kid Danger's like, shut up, lion! And cuts to Kid Danger looking at Charlotte, and she does the same, and said, I'm in the middle of something here. It cuts to both of them about to get to kiss, and all of a sudden, Charlotte jolts awake, back in the man cave, and she's with a phone attached to her face, and says, like, oh, oh, and said, oh, thank God, I said, it was just a dream, and Kid Danger, and next to her, said, what was just a dream, cut to Charlotte looking at him, and cut to Kid Danger's face with his beautiful face, and Charlotte's like, lift, and she jolts up, and she tries to get away from him, and Kid Danger just looks at her, and says, like, you were dreaming about lips? Cut to Charlotte, giant lips, not yours. They were chasing me down the hallway popcorn. You weren't there. Leave me alone. Cut to both of them while Charlotte was going back. And Kid Danger's like, oh, okay. Cut to him and said, but you got a phone on your face. Cut to Charlotte and said, that's where I put my phone when I'm sleeping. He's like, gah! Cut to Kid Danger just looked confused. And somehow Charlotte just kept pressing the elevator button. And Kid Danger's like, where are you going? Charlotte said, I gotta make out of here. I gotta get out of here. Say, here, I'll kiss you later. Cut to Kid Danger's like, huh? Charlotte said, I mean, I'll catch you later. Cut to her pressing the elevator button again. Cut to Kid Danger being more confused. Cut to Charlotte's like, where is this elevator? Cut to the elevator door opening. And we see Captain Man with a cardboard cutout of Kid Danger. And Captain Man said, hi, Charlotte. Charlotte turns around and punches the thing. Ah! Punches it right in the mouth. Cut to Captain Man ducking, and he looked. Cut to Kid Danger. And cut to Charlotte with that look on her face. And cut to Captain Man saying, what's your beef, Stu? Charlotte said, nothing. No one. And goes straight past Captain Man. Normal. And she presses the button. Cut to Kid Danger. And cut to Charlotte saying, normal! And closes the door on her. Cut to Captain Man going towards Kid Danger with his carpal cut on himself. And cut to Kid Danger's like, I think something's wrong with Charlotte. The kind of man saying, yeah. What's your beef, Stu? It's hilarious. And she didn't think, laugh at all. Cuts to both of them. It cuts back to junk and stuff. And the old lady customer said, and Charlotte said, and I feel really weird about him now because in the dream, we looked both around and said, we almost kissed each other. I said, on the lips. Cuts to an old lady customer and saying, I just want change for my quarter. Cut to Charlotte doing her job. And cut to an old lady customer and said, I'm thinking 2 dimes and a nickel. And cut to Charlotte getting her change. And somehow the old lady tried to get it from her. She wouldn't do it. Charlotte said, the thing is, I don't see him that way. We're just friends. But then why did I have this dream? Huh? I said, why? So old lady customer said, I just want my change. Cut to Charlotte and said, well, I don't want things to change. That's why the dream is freaking me out. I mean, I haven't slept in 2 days because every time I fall asleep, I have this dream and we almost... So Henry just going towards the chandelier and say, hey, Charlotte. And Charlotte threw the coins and said, ah! Old lady customer was like mad and said, my coinage! Cut to Henry being confused and looked at Charlotte. He said, Jasper stole Ray's favorite pair of jean shorts and turned himself invisible. Cut to Charlotte and said, what? Cut to Henry and cut to Charlotte and said, how did Jasper turn himself invisible? Cut to Henry and said, just come down to the, and she looked at the old lady. Cut to her and cut to Captain Danger turn around and store language and said, down to the basement. The totally normal basement of this building. Cut to the old lady who looked at Captain Man, who looked at Henry, and cut to old lady waving at him. Cut to him looking at Charlotte with a wink. And cut to Charlotte again. Say, yeah, okay, I'll be down in a peck. I mean, a sec. Cut to Henry being more confused. Charlotte said, sorry, I just spoke. I mean, misspoke. I said, leave. Cut to Kid Danger. Cut to Henry, who's confused, and just went at back of the store. Cut to Charlotte guiding her out. And cut to say, was that boy you almost kissed in your dream? To Charlotte said, shh. And Charlotte guided her out of the store and said, and the old lady customer said, are you sure you don't like him like that way? Because he's a sweet piece of candy. Charlotte said, please stop talking, and guides her out of the store. And now it's back to the man cave. And Jasper's laughing and no one would. Ray's trying to find him and said, seek me. I'm right here. Cut to Schwoz and Henry watching. And Ray said, come on, Jasper. Give me back my jorts. Somehow the elevator door opens and Charlotte comes out of it. With Schwoz and Henry watching Ray making a fool of himself, try to catch Jasper where he was. And it's cut back to Charlotte and said, so how is Jasper invisible? So Henry said, Schwoz invented this chameleon ring that let you blend in with whatever's behind you. Schwoz says, as long as you stand perfectly still. Just raise it, which means, to Charlotte cuts raise it, Jasper must be hiding on the floor. And somehow he jumps and he just hits himself on the floor. Ow! Cut to Henry and Schwoz laughing and Henry just doing the looks. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Ray getting up. Cut to Schwoz next to Henry said, Jasper, just give Ray his jean shorts. So Ray said, they're called shorts, dude. It's not cool when you call them jean shorts. Cut to Henry said, or when you wear them. Schwoz said, ha 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 ha. And they fist bump each other. Henry said, this guy gets it. Jasper said, I'm right here. Cut to all of them, and Ray's confused, and all, and he laughs, continues laughing. And somehow Jasper just, and somehow Charlotte just grabbed him, and she found him, and said, "Ah!" And somehow grabbed, he became visible again, and he was wearing Ray's pants. And cut to Ray, who was angry, and said, "You put them on?" Fred said, "Of course I did." And he goes to Henry and said, "Of course I did. These are the tastiest shorts I've ever seen." And he gives Henry the ring. Well, Ray said, "Well, way to go, Jasper." Cut to Ray and said, "You somehow made George uncool." Henry said, "Well," Jasper said, Cut to Charlotte and said, "Can I try the ring?" Henry said, "Yeah, here." And he gets down on one knee and helps Charlotte out. Cut to Charlotte said, "Why are you?" Cut to Henry said, "Here's a button on the bottom of the ring, and it's depressive." So all, cut to Jasper, Henry, and Schwoz. Charlie said, "Ha ha ha ha! Check it out!" All of a sudden, Henry's asking Charlotte to marry him. And cut to Henry looking back. Cut to Charlotte being uncomfortable. Cut to Jasper and Henry laughing. Ha 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 ha! Charlotte, who is really uncomfortable, saying, "No, he's not." Cut to Jasper said, "When they're married, I will call them." Claps his hands and said, "Chenry." Ray said, "Chenry." Cut to Henry getting up, and Charlotte just confused. He said, "That'll never catch on." To Ray said, "It's obviously Henlet." Jasper said, "Hashtag Henlet." Charlotte said, "What?" Henry, who was laughing, said, "We're not getting married." Schwartz says, "Not until you're kissed, you're not." Henry said, "Ha ha ha." Charlotte said, "We are not kissing!" Cut to Charlotte's trying to run away. And he said, "Run away, bride!" Cut to all three of them. Cut to Henry looked at Charlotte all panicky. And she did the thing again, pushing the elevator button. And she looks down and said, "I hate this elevator! I hate it!" And somehow, and Henry was more, is confused. She goes into the elevator, see the cardboard cut out of Kid Danger. She throws it out the elevator. And cut to Charlotte and said, "Why is this always here?" And somehow the elevator door closes with Henry, who's confused. And cut to all of them with a cardboard cutout of Kid Danger on the floor. And that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. Okay, so there's six scenes involved. There's the Man Cave, Charlotte's Dream, Swellview Zoo, Henry's House, and the Tiger's Den. We cut to Ray, who is doing the weight things on his fingers. Ray said, "Come on!" He said, "Let's bring it home!" And cut to Jasper, just getting some stuff, goes to the snacker. Charlotte said, "Hey!" He said, "Can I borrow the chameleon ring?" He said, "I need to get Piper back for that prank she pulled at my grandma's funeral." Cut to Ray, cut to Jasper, and said, "The ring is only for official Man Cave business." Cut to Jasper, and cut to Ray, and said, "Or for really, really good pranks." To Ray, Jasper cuts to Ray again and said, "Is it a really, really good prank?" And he presses the auto snacker and said, "One bag of rotten pudding." The auto snacker said, "One bag of rotten pudding." And he grabs it and cuts to Ray and said, "Happy snacking." And Jasper said, "Yes." Cut to him and said, "So, where's the ring?" And somehow Henry came visible, and he said, "It's right here." And cut to Ray being in Chuck's like, "Duh!" Cut to Jasper and Henry looking at him. And cut to Ray saying, "How long have you been sitting there?" And cut to Henry saying, "Couple of hours." Cut to Ray said, "Did you see me when I was?" Cut to Henry saying, "Yeah, dude, that was pretty gross." Cut to Ray being ashamed and embarrassed. Cut to Henry and Henry giving Jasper the ring. "Thanks." And he goes towards the thing. Elevator said, "When I get back," cut to him turning around and said, "Tell me what Ray did that was gross." To both Henry and Ray. He said, "No, don't tell him." And Ray Henry said, "You don't want to know." And when Jasper was about to get to the elevator, cut to all three of them, the alarm goes off. Terry said, "Wait, Jasper, don't leave." To both of them, Ray said, "Get the phone, boy." Somehow it was too late Jasper had already left and then closed the door. And Captain Henry said, Can you get the phone? I've never been this comfortable in my entire life. And Ray said, fine. And said, Charlotte! And said, Charlotte! Charlotte! And cut to both of them. And Ray and Henry said, Charlotte! He said, Charlotte! Henry said, Charlotte! And cut to Charlotte, who's asleep and drunk and stuff. And cut to the dream all over again. Charlotte's like, ah! And cut to the lion. Cut to Charlotte. King James said, welcome back, Charlotte. Cut to Charlotte looking up. King James like, I've been waiting for you. Cut to Charlotte, who's confused. Cut to Kid Danger smelling his own breath. Cut to Kid Danger's like, my breath smells good. He said, let's kiss. And then Charlotte's like, ah! And she jolted herself awake again. And cut to Jasper going out of the store. He said, hey, Charlotte. He said, you fell asleep. Also, he said, there's a phone on your face. And he goes out of the store. And Charlotte said, that's where I like to keep it. He said, gah. She peels the phone off her face. And the alarm's still ringing in the man cave. And Ray Henry said, Charlotte! Henry said, Charlotte! He said, Charlotte! Ray Henry said, Charlotte! Cut to Ray and cut to Henry said, okay, dude. We've been calling Charlotte's name for like 10 minutes. And phone is still ringing. We need a new plan. Cut to Ray said, yeah, you're right. So both of them. Ray's like, Schwaz! Henry's like, no one's here, dude. And Cut to Ray said, ugh, fine. And he put the little weight back on the little weights. Somehow he grabbed the little, like, phone thing that looks like the phone. I'll get it. Somehow he gets the little phone thing. And he puts it in his ear and says, yellow, you're yapping with the captain. Cut to Henry said, that was good. Cut to Fred, who's on one side and Ray on the other. Fred's like, this is the security guard down at 12U Zoo. We need your help. Ray's like, what's going on? Cut to Fred and said, there is a pregnant tiger giving birth. She's a Mongolian rangeback. And cut to her and said, in the zoo, and said, only one in the world. And we got her. Cut to Henry on the other line with her and said, so call an animal doctor. To Fred and said, we only sent a couple of animal doctors in there and they all got mauled. And cut to Henry being confused. To Ray and said, and then we had to send them to people doctors. And cut to Ray and said, so you want Captain Man to come down and deliver the baby because I'm indestructible. To Ray and said, yeah, that's right. Also, doesn't hurt that you're a sweet piece of candy. She about to lick the ice cream and fell into the den. Cut to Ray and said, I'm not a person, not an object, ma'am. Cut to both of them on the line. Cut to Fran in the middle. Henry said, see you in a few. Fran said, okay. He said, see you soon. My name's Fran. I'm single. Bye. And Ray just hung up. And that's about it. And now it cuts back to Henry's house. And we see Piper just cutting some apples. Piper's like, the problem, Doug, is that I give you the password to my Hobo Go account. Cut to Doug and cut to Piper again. Cut to Doug again. He's like, you did. And I really cut to Piper and said, in exchange, you were supposed to give me the password to your Redflix account. Cut to Doug said, I know. And I'm sorry, Piper said, but you didn't do that. Did you, Doug? To Doug said, I can't. It violates the term of agreement that I clicked on when I made the account. Cut to Piper said, nobody reads those. And cut to Doug, who was scared, and said, I want to leave. Piper said, door is wide open. To Doug, looking at the door, he said, cut to back to Piper said, you're welcome to leave anytime you want. Cut to Doug saying, what are you going to do to me if I do? To Piper said, only one way to find out. I cut to Charlotte going through the door. Said, hey, Piper. Piper said, Charlotte. I said, come on in. Cut to Charlotte going past Doug, who Charlotte gave him the look. Doug saying, help me. Cut to Charlotte being confused and goes towards Piper and said, are you in the middle of something? The Piper said, no. Doug and I were just getting started. Cut to Doug being scared. Cut to them going to the couch. He said, what's up? He said, you look terrible. Charlotte said, yeah. He said, I haven't been sleeping. Piper said, why not? Cut to both going to the couch. Charlotte said, I kind of have a personal issue, and I really need to talk to a girl, but it turns out that everyone in my life is a boy. Cut to Piper said, I'm in your life, Charlotte. Am I a boy? Charlotte said, no. He said, that's why I'm here. Piper said, well, I made apples. Cut to both of them and said, talk. Charlotte said, I keep having this dream, and it's really freaking me out. Cut to Piper being sarcastic while Doug can hear it and said, that's funny. I kept having a dream that someone would give me a password and I wouldn't have to hurt him. Doug said, Charlotte said, confused, and cut to Charlotte said, well, my dream is more like a dream where I almost kiss a good friend of mine on the lips. Cut to Piper looking and said, oh my god, gross. Was it my brother? Charlotte said, no. Covered it up and said, no. Cut to Piper said, well, then it has to be Jasper, because you don't have any other friends. Cut to Charlotte being offended by it and said, rude. To Piper looking at her, and Charlotte said, but accurate. Okay, fine. Said, let's say it was Jasper. Cut Piper said, weird crush. Said, but okay. Charlotte said, yeah. And I can't fall asleep without having this dream. I also feel really weird whenever I'm around Jasper. Cut to Piper said, well, you better be careful. My friend Marla had a dream about her friend Dickie almost kissed her at Nacho Ball. Cut to Charlotte said, yeah? Piper said, yeah. And then the next week, they went to Nacho Ball, and boom! Dickie kissed her on the lips. Charlotte said, Cut to Doug said, oh, come on! He said, it's just a dream! Cut to Piper getting the knife and looking at him and said, I don't want to hear another word from you unless it's 8 to 12 characters with at least one uppercase letter. Cut to Doug shouting his mouth. Cut to Piper turning back to Piper, Charlotte, and said, anyway, I said, true story. I said, about Marla and Dickie. Cut to Charlotte said, so her dream actually came true. Cut to Piper said, yep. So unless you want Jasper to actually kiss you, I would avoid him completely. And everything else in that dream. Cut to Doug trying to make a run for it. And Charlotte said, yeah. I said, okay, I'll just avoid. And she saw Doug grabbing the run for it. And Piper did, too. I said, it looks like your friend is trying to make a break for it. Cut to both of them looking. And cut to Doug said, I'll never give you the password. She ran out the house. Both getting up, cut to Charlotte said, I'm sorry. He said, he got away. Cut to Charlotte, Piper said, that's all right. Cut to her with the rope next to Charlotte said, between you and me, I like it when they run. Cut to Piper getting out of the house, and so did Charlotte. And somehow she closed the door. And somehow, out of nowhere, Jasper had the chameleon ring on the whole time he heard the whole thing. He was in shock. Oh my god. Charlotte's having dreams about kissing me. Hashtag sharper. Wait. Hashtag just let. Yes. Poor Jasper. He doesn't know what the clue that he's doing. It's cut back to the tiger's den, and the tiger's growling, and somehow Kid Danger's holding the tiger's hand while Ray is doing the thick stuff. Cameron said, all right, ma'am, just try to relax, focus on your breathing. And he did the thing, cut to Kid Danger back and forth. The Captain Man said, that's good. He said, he, cut to back to Kid Danger, back to Captain Man. He said, good. He said, yes. He said, you're doing great. Cut to Kid Danger said, do we have anything we could give her to calm her down? Kaito was like, yeah. Kaito both getting up, and Kaito Captain was like, there's some tranquilizers in Manny Pack. Taking the tiger goo off his hands. Kaito Kid Danger looking at his Manny Pack. He said, cool. Kaito Captain Man, Kaito Kid Danger said, here, catch. Try to toss it to Captain Man. Kaito was like, no, don't throw it. And somehow, he didn't catch it. Somehow, it broke. Captain Man turned around. I'm covered in. And somehow, the bottle just broke. He couldn't catch it. And he turned around to Kid Danger. Kid Danger's like, nice catch. Captain was like, yeah, well, I'm covered in. It's like, whatever. He's like, just give me my phone. Kid Danger cut to Captain Man. He's like, I'm going to text Schwaz and have him bring us another bottle. Cut to Kid Danger getting his phone and said, all right, here. And he tossed the phone to him and said, Captain Man said, stop! He threw the phone and couldn't catch it. Said, stop throwing me things! Cut to Kid Danger's like, stop asking me for things. It's stressing me out. Cut to the tiger roaring and Kid Danger just stepped back for a bit. He said, all right. He said, easy. And somehow back in the man cave, we see Schwaz at the piano. Looking like Elton John for some reason. Cut to the elevator being open, and Charlotte just goes out of there. Just here to pick up my paycheck, but then I gotta go. Cut to her looking at Schwaz. Schwaz looks at her. Cut to Charlotte and said, are you okay? And Schwaz untied your tranquilizer and said, Fleep a dib and blurg. And he points to the button. Charlotte gets confused. Press play and goes to it. And said, okay. And she presses the button. We see Schwaz on the man cave monitor and said, hello, it's me, Schwaz, from work. Cut to Charlotte and cut to Schwaz on the monitor and said, okay. So I made this video because I tripped and accidentally stuck myself with tiger tranquilizer. And cut to Schwaz on the tranquilizer, cut to Charlotte, and she turned around and said, tiger tranquilizer? And he did the tiger said, dun, dun, dun. Just was in the man cave computer said, that's right. She looks at the monitor and said, tiger tranquilizer. Which Ray and Henry desperately need right now. So please, take the bottle on the desk and bring it to them at the zoo. And Charlotte realizes that her dream is like, and she realized it. And she looked at him and said, the zoo? I said, dun, dun, dun. Cut to Schwaz on the man cave computer while Schwaz looked at him and said, that's right. I said, the zoo. I said, a tiger and her babies are depending on you. I'd bring myself, but now the tranquilizers are affecting me. I'm probably playing piano and dressed like a peacock. Cut to Schwaz, Charlotte looking at him and said, Schwaz, I can't go to the zoo. He's like, dun, dun, dun. Schwaz on the man cave computer while she turned around and said, that's right, a peacock. And she got confused and turned around and said, and don't forget, Schwaz said, precious baby tigers are depending on you. Said, all the X's and all the O's, Schwaz. Schwaz said, ugh. And she texted it and said, okay, I'm just going to go to the zoo, drop off this tiger tranquilizer, not get kissed by my best friend. And then leave. And she goes to the tube. Well, Schwaz on the tiger tranquilizer just playing piano. She turns around, presses the belt buckle, it goes down, and comes to her and said, up the tube. And she goes up the tube goes back up. And Schwaz on tiger tranquilizer said, lay some of that sweet sex on me, giant moth. And giant moth said, you got it, Schwaz. He plays the saxophone, he plays the piano. And I gotta say, it's a sweet rhythm. And cut back to the lion's den of the zoo. Cut to Captain Man saying, so, he said, who's the father? And the thing growls. Captain Man said, okay, yeah, you're right. It's none of my business. And cut to Charlotte, who's on top, and said, and looked at Captain Man and said, hey, where's Kid Danger? Come to Captain Man and said, he went to the little boy's room. Charlotte said, oh, thank God. That's great. I got the tiger tranquilizer. Here, catch. Captain Man said, no, don't throw him. Cut to Kid Danger looking at Charlotte and said, hey, Charlotte, we've been waiting for you. And she steps back. And somehow she was taken aback and she gave the tranquilizer to Kid Danger. I said, okay, done. Okay, done my job. She steps back and said, I'm leaving. And somehow she got back too far. Now she's fallen into the lion's den. Ah! Cut to Kid Danger, who looked at Charlotte, who fell. Cut to Captain Man, said, what was that? The Kid Danger said, Charlotte just fell into the lion's den. Captain Man said, well, that's not good. Somehow Charlotte gets up. Kid Danger just looking scared with the lions there. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are three scenes involved in this, and that's Swabby Zoo, Henry's Dream, and the Man Cave. So we see Charlotte dusting herself off. And Kid Danger's like, Charlotte, cut to him and said, are you okay? Charlotte said, yeah. I said, I'm good. Kid Danger said, great. Cut to him and said, maybe watch out for that lion, though. And she turns around and looks at the lion. And cut to Charlotte's like, ah! And she tries to get back up. Cut to Kid Danger's like, here, I got you. I said, come on, I'll pull you up. And she saw Kid Danger's hand. And she jolted, is like, ah! Cut to Kid Danger being confused. He's like, what are you doing? Charlotte's like, cut to the lion, cut to Charlotte's like, this is just like my dream. Kid Danger's like, what dream? Charlotte's like, I don't want to tell you. Cut to Kid Danger, who is frustrated, cut to Fran's like, whoa, you can't be in there. Fran said, there, unless you're a lion, which you are not. She goes to Kid Danger. He said, yeah, come on, Charlotte, climb up the wall and I'll pull you out. Cut to Charlotte said, no! Kid Danger next to Fran said, why not? Charlotte said, because you just got back from the bathroom and you usually don't wash your hands afterwards. Cut to Kid Danger, who's busted. Fran's like, looks at him and said, gross! Said, is that true? Cut to Kid Danger, who is embarrassed by it, said, what? Fran said, it's true, you would have said no by now. Kid Danger said, look, can we talk about my bathroom hygiene after? Save this person that I do not know. Cut to Charlotte and cut to the lion. Fran said, I strongly suggest that you cut to Fran next to Kid Danger. That you take Kid Danger's dirty hand. So all of a sudden, that lion is very hungry. So the lion said, I haven't fed him in weeks. Cut to Charlotte, Fran, and Kid Danger. Just like, what? Charlotte said, are you kidding me? He's like, I've been busy. Cut to Fran with Kid Danger and said, I just got back from a bridal shower in Florida. Kid Danger with an irritated face. It's like, woo! Cut to the lion roaring. It's like, ah! Kid Danger land his hand towards it. Come on, Charlotte. Pull you out of there. Charlotte said, is it the Miss Security Guard lady? Cut to Kid Danger being irritated. Fran said, name's Fran. Said, I'm single. And he goes to Kid Danger and said, tell your boss. So Charlotte said, okay, Fran. He said, can you please save me? So Fran next to Kid Danger said, sorry. And I hurt my arm real bad down in Florida. To her, like, talking to Kid Danger, you ever wrestle a dolphin? Don't try. They do not fight fair. Cut to Charlotte again and said, with an irritated face. Charlotte's like, Captain Man? He said, can you come save me? Captain Man, who's doing the birth thing, said, I am elbow deep in this tiger right now. I'm not enjoying this either, ma'am. Cut to Fran, say, next to Kid Danger, say, hey, all the bridesmaids got matching tattoos in Florida. You want to see mine? To Kid Danger, said, absolutely. She was about to take off her pants. To Kid Danger, said, not right now. And cut to Charlotte on the beam thing, and they realized it. We said, hey. We said, why are you climbing that wood log thingy? Charlotte said, I'm going to save myself. To Fran next to Kid Danger, who has irritated by now. He's like, you know lions are expert climbers, right? And Kid Danger looked at her shockingly and said, seriously? Fran said, yeah. They can also smell fear. So cut to the lion, cut to Charlotte, cut to Fran, and Kid Danger said, so try to hide your fear. Cut to all of them and said, you're doing a bad job. and cuts her. Kid Danger pushing Fran out of the way. Kid Danger, all right, Charlotte, just grab my hands. And she slapped it away. She's like, what are you doing? Charlotte said, I don't want you to save me. Kid Danger next to Fran said, why not? Charlotte said, because I don't want you to kiss me. Cut to Kid Danger, who was confused. But Fran was shockingly confused and happy. Kid Danger said, what? Was it? Why would I kiss you? Cut to Fran said, yeah. I said, why? Cut to both of them looked at her. Cut to Charlotte said, can you give us a minute? To Fran next to Kid Danger said, aw, right when it was getting good. Cut to Charlotte. Cut to Fran next to Kid Danger said, guess I'll go patrol the zoo. And she goes away. Cut to Kid Danger's like, why? Why would I kiss you? Charlotte said, because you almost did in my dream. To Kid Danger, cut to Charlotte and said, remember when I fell asleep in the man cave the other day? Cut to Charlotte and cut to Kid Danger's like, yeah. Cut to Charlotte and said, I had a dream. Cut to all the occluding lines and it was just like this. Cut to Kid Danger, cut to Charlotte and said, except after you pulled me up at the end and saved me, we said, you know. Kid Danger said, what? Kiss? It's like, we were about to. Yeah. Kid Danger said, well, yeah, hey, well, that was a just a dream. Okay, dream. Okay, Charlotte, all right. She looked down the line, cut to Kid Danger. But right now, you're about to get eaten by a real-life, fear-smelling lion. Cut to the roaring lion. Cut to Fran popping up and said, a hungry one. Charlotte said, go. Charlotte said, go away, Fran! Kid Danger's like, shut up, Fran! I cut to Fran saying, sorry. And she hid. Cut to Charlotte said, it's just those dreams make me really uncomfortable. Because I don't see you at that way at all. Kid Danger, neither do I. Is it reminder? Lion? And cut to Charlotte again. But why do I keep having that dream? Kid Danger, I don't know, man. Dreams are weird, okay? To Charlotte, cut to Kid Danger. Can we please have this conversation? I say before the cut to lion getting closer to both of them. And say, hey, look, right there. It's a dang lion. She was about to do it. Cut to Charlotte. Said, you promise you won't try to kiss me? Cut to Kid Danger. Yes, I promise. I'll look away. He looked away and said, okay, here, take my hand. Please, I'm not even looking. Said, okay, good. Somehow, Charlotte grabs Kid Danger's hand. Kid Danger grabs hers. Kid Danger said, all right, all right. He said, is that you? It's like, yeah. He said, all right, all right. And somehow, they both try to grab Charlotte. And somehow, the lion tried to jump on her. And Charlotte jumps like, ah! And somehow, Kid Danger grabbed a hold of her. And he said, come here. He said, okay. And somehow, he lifted her up. And somehow, two of them pulled to safety. And they both looked at each other. And said, Kid Danger said, okay? He said, all right. Okay? He said, see? He said, cut to Charlotte with suspicion, cut to Kid Danger, said, see? He said, you're fine. He said, and we are definitely not kissing. Cut to Fran said, and Charlotte with a sigh of relief with Kid Danger, cut to Fran said, okay, let's get to the kissing. Kid Danger said, what? No. Turns around. Charlotte said, not gonna happen. Cut to Fran said, no, not you two. Said, cut to Fran said, me. I've been having the same dream over and over. Cut to Captain Man. Cut to Kid Danger. And Charlotte said, Captain Man comes to deliver a baby tiger to Fran said, and then we end up kissing, even though he's covered in. Cut to all them Captain Man getting into the chat. Somebody get. So anybody got a towel? Cut to all looking at him. Cut to Man said, oh man, I am covered in. Cut to Fran and Captain Man said, Fran say, tiger goo! Say, tiger goo! To Fran looking at them and said, you guys! Kid Danger and Charlotte said, Fran said, this is just like my dream! To Captain Man going to all of them. And Captain Man said, who said that? Cut to Fran said, showtime, Franny! And somehow she grabbed Captain Man on the vest and go to the lion's den. They both fell in. I said, ah! Well, Charlotte and Kid Danger were runch, and Fran said, love! And somehow both Charlotte and Kid Danger looked at the lion's den. Captain Man said, I'm out! Fran said, shut your mouth and kiss me! I cut to Kid Danger next to Charlotte and said, said, "You guys need help?" So Fran said, "Go away! I'm living my dream!" I said, Cut to Charlotte with a puzzled face with Kid Dangerous. And cut to Kid. Charlotte said, "Should we go?" Kid Dangerous said, "Yeah, let's go." And cut to both getting out of the zoo. And Fran said, "Shut up, lion!" I said, "I'm in the middle of something here." And it's cut to Henry's dream in the man cave while him and Charlotte were playing golf. And cut to Charlotte said, "Hey," said, "I'm sorry that things got weird between us because of my dream." Cut to Charlotte. Henry said, "Hey, no, don't worry. Don't worry about it." And he made the putt. And look at the ball go, and somehow it just landed in the hole. "I'm just glad everything's normal again. And that you didn't get eaten by a lion." Charlotte said, "I know, right?" And she was about to take the putt. And Henry just sitting there in the corner. And Charlotte looked at him and said, "How about a little bet?" And cut to Henry and said, "Okay." Charlotte said, "If I miss this putt," looked at him and said, "you and I kiss." Cut to Henry being confused and was like, what? And she did it on purposely. And Charlotte's like, "Oops." Cut to Charlotte going towards Henry, a little weird and uncomfortable. He's like, "What? What is happening?" And she turned on, and she knocked out the putter that he had. Charlotte's like, "Quiet, Henry." He said, "I'm working on something here." And she about to grab him, about to kiss him, but Henry just jolted awake and said, "Lips! Lips!" Charlotte said, next to him, said, "What?" Henry said, "Ah!" With the phone attached to his face. And somehow, like Charlotte, he just goes to the elevator. Cut to Charlotte and said, "Did you just say lips?" Henry said, "What?" He was like, "No, I mean, I don't even know what that word means." And cut to him getting out of Charlotte's way. Charlotte's like, "There's a phone on your face." Henry said, "Oh, yeah, that's because I was expecting a call, so I put it on my face." So, and he goes to the elevator and presses the button, with Charlotte being confused. And he did the same thing like Charlotte did. He said, "Where is this elevator?" And how the elevator opens, and somehow Henry just goes into it. Charlotte gets confused. Now he's inside, and he looks all around. The door closes. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I recapped episode 15, season 5 of Henry Danger, I Dream of Danger. Wow, wow, wow. I gotta say that this episode, it really was different. I mean, the Chenry rumors started this, and now it's really getting out of hand, and now it's something about Charlotte and Henry, that about their connection, I think, that even though the dreams were weird and they don't have feelings for each other in some sort of way, the fans wanted it, but we all know that Chenry, they're not making Chenry happen in some sort of way, but this is when the Chenry rumor started, and I kind of love this episode. I give it like a 10 out of 10 altogether, and this episode was great. It was absolutely amazing. It made me feel like a little bit more feely-feelies, but either way, I love this episode overall, and I really, really enjoyed it, because not only it happened like that, I loved it overall, I enjoyed it, and shout out to the cast and crew, and I cannot wait for the next one. So, yeah. So the next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And, yeah. So, that segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World has come to a close, or should I say come to an end, and we're going to miss the 50th anniversary, I'm going to be honest with you. Even though that I wasn't in the festivities, but I got the opportunity to see the castle 50th medallion in person, and it was just so beautiful, and the banners were absolutely gorgeous, and I saw all the 50th things online, and it's really, really cute that I get to saw some of these treats and everything online, and I couldn't even get it whatsoever, but I got the opportunity to see the medallion in person, and the fireworks shows and everything that's online. And it was grateful, but it came to an end. It is what it is, and we cannot wait for another milestone. Maybe it's the 75th? I don't know. But either way, I cannot wait to see what comes next for Disney. So it came to an end, and we're going to miss it that much, and I guarantee it. So, 50th anniversary, we'll miss you, and all the costumes for the characters as well. So, it was a good treat, so I'm going to miss it. And the Super Mario Brothers movie is going to be in theaters tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So if you're a big video game fan for your kids or anything else, and if you grew up on the video games, go and get your tickets now. You do not want to miss this opportunity. There's a star-studded cast with this movie, and I'm super-duper excited because I've been a fan of Mario for a very long time. And trust me, I am getting my tickets this week because, A, I love Mario, and B, this is going to be the coolest video game movie that I've seen adapted, period. And I just have no words for it. So if you're a video game fan like yourself, and if you've been a fan of Mario for a long time, whatever your age you are, go and get your tickets. I highly recommend. And it's in theaters tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. And the Super Mario Bros. Movie is going to be a great movie, and it's going to be exciting. So I cannot wait to see what comes next. And yeah, so I'm excited for that. And a recap. Episode 15, Season 5 of Henry Danger, I Dream of Danger. Like they said, dreams are weird, but it is what it is, what you gotta do. And like I said, stop making Chenry happen. It's not going to happen. But this was the episode that Chenry first started, and all the fans were like, one of these two together, but it didn't happen. But this was the funniest episode I've seen. Glad that I enjoyed myself. And this episode was kind of weird, but funny at the same way. And I got a feeling that they never had feelings for each other at all, which I kind of knew it at this point. But this episode was great. I give it a 10 out of 10 to the cast and crew overall. And it was so funny to see how they got come together for this. And it was just so awesome and so cool. And I got most of the feelings by watching this episode. But either way, this episode, 10 out of 10. Great job to the cast and crew. And yeah, I can't wait for another one next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be cool. And shout out to the cast and crew for another episode like this. So great job. And I can't wait to do another episode next week. So it's going to be good. And yeah, I love this one so much. I hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed it. Recapping it for you guys. And I hope it made you happy. So yeah, it made me happy. And that's what matters. So yeah. Okay. So this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Demi Lovato is an icon. We've been watching her grow since her music, since her acting career, and she is the coolest woman I ever known in my life. And trust me, she is the woman who knows her music. And she just released a rock version of her song Heart Attack, which was out now. We should go and check that out. And sure enough, this next song is really, really funny when you think of it. But either way, Demi Lovato is an icon. She's a legend. She's the moment. She is killing the game, so I'm really, really excited for her. And yeah, so this is the coolest thing, and it's amazing. So Demi, I love you so much. You're an amazing artist, so keep up what you're doing, and you are a rock star. And yeah. And that's about it. So this is the first song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi. And it's called Heart Attack. So she just released a rock version of this song, which is years later, which is so crazy. But this is the pop version that came out like many, many years ago. And I saw this video and oh my God, her with like black ink all over herself. And it's just so, it's art. And I loved it so much. And oh my God, this song really many people's childhoods, and it was just so amazing to see how Demi much grew ever since this song came out. And I'm glad that she did this song again, and it was awesome. It was absolutely amazing. And yeah, so I love it. This song matters. So yeah, so if you heard of this song, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, well, you're in for a treat. So sit back, relax, enjoy the song, and trust me, Demi Lovato is that queen. So it's gonna be amazing. So yeah, so Lovatix, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, and if you're a big fan of her music, you turn on the speaker on your devices so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along. Because it makes me happy, makes you happy. So here is the first song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi. It's called Heart Attack, the pop version, that is. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we? Put a lot of faces on.
Never put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball. Like you. Guys, when you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Friends more trouble than love is worth. I guess for air, it feels so good, but you know it hurts. Like you, make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear perfume for you. Make me so nervous that I just can't hold your hand.
Gold. I could listen to the song again and again and again if I wanted to, and this was the way to open up her fourth album, and wow, wow, wow. I have no freaking words, and it's still gold to this day in my book, and the music video to this song, so good. I highly, highly, highly love this, and it's really good. It's absolutely the test of time, and I can listen to it over, over, over again if I wanted to, and this song is just pure gold. So if you've been a fan of Demi Lovato, or if you love this, her music, make sure you go and put this song on your playlist. I highly recommend. And if you want to see the video for yourself, go to YouTube, type in Heart Attack. I guarantee that much you'll love this music video like the way I saw it, and trust me, it stands in the test of time, and I can finally now say there's a rock version of the song out now. Make sure you go and check that one out as well. And Demi, thank you so much for putting your music out there and being the queen of our childhoods and doing that song again, but in rock version. It's really, really hitting hard. So Demi, thank you so much. I love you. And I can't wait to do another song from this album next week. So Demi, I love you so much. You're amazing. And make sure you go put Heart Attack on your playlist and the music video on your playlist as well. Make sure you go and do that. I highly recommend. And there's nothing more I can say about this queen. So I'm awesome. It's amazing. And it's really good, and that's what matters to me, and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on the Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. Number one podcast is, if you're a fan of cartoons, or if you're in a family who have kids who is obsessed with cartoons, I recommend you checking Cartoon Fan, the podcast. She recaps all the cartoons that you know and love, and she reviews them as well, and from every network. And I gotta say that this concept of this podcast is just so good. It's so absolutely amazing, and she knows what she's doing. So if you're a fan of cartoons, make sure you go and check out that podcast. Highly recommend it for your kids or for yourself. Trust me, I was a cartoon fanatic myself. So if you're a fan of that cartoon stuff, go and check it out. Cartoon Fan, go and check it out. And I highly recommend. So go to Cartoon Fan and go and check it out. Number two, her podcast, number two, it's called Danger Girl. That's right. She recaps everything from the Dangerverse, from Henry Danger to Danger Force, or anything in the Dangerverse. And I do mean anything. She recaps the episodes and she gives them reviews as well. So if you're a big fan of the Dangerverse, check out Danger Girl. I highly recommend that podcast. Trust me, she does updates on the universe. She does everything else on that podcast. Check it out. I highly recommend. And she knows what she's doing, and I guarantee it that much, and it's amazing, amazing as well. And if you're a big fan of fan fiction and Henry Danger, well, I got some good news for you. Her third and final podcast, it's called Henry Danger Stories, where she goes on her Wattpad and reads a chapter to you guys, and she's reading Captain Man's Daughter, which was one of my favorite Wattpad stories of all time, and there's a second one to that. So Kamina, if you're listening to this, watch this, read the second one as well. But go, if you're a fan fiction, if you love Henry Danger, go check out Henry Danger Stories. Highly recommend. And you fan fiction fans out there, you're going to love this podcast. So Henry Danger Stories, go and check it out. And it's the best podcast I ever heard from her. So Kamina, I love you so much. You are working so hard. And make sure you go give, I am so glad. But she used to have a podcast, one podcast, in the past, and that was Kamina T. But unfortunately, that podcast is no longer with us. So if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what Henry Danger Force episodes that we did in the past from season one, or what songs that we did of the week, go find Kamina T in the description of my podcast. She co-hosted with me with those 2 weeks, and I gotta say, she is the best thing that I ever talked to, and she is the best, and she's been a fan since the very beginning. And I'm so glad to call her a man fan and a friend, and trust me, she is great, and I'm so glad I came across from her on social media, and trust me, she is a woman of her word. So Kamina, I love you so much, girl. I hope you're having a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, but I just want to say to you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and make me babble for an hour. And trust me, it is hard, but whenever you're from the United States or across the pond, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope I made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want to have a Henry Danger podcast to do off their day? And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time. And I love you guys so much, and this is going to be the best. So I love you, y'all, love you all, and I cannot wait to see what's next. So, yeah, and I love you guys so much. So, yeah. So, make sure you go and give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, which is Spotify for Podcasters, which is called now Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you go share my podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans know if they're bored out of their mind, or vacation, or if there's a new podcast they want to listen to, or anything, etc. Or if you want Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I am your girl for that. So, yeah, and also, make sure you follow me on my social medias if you like. Go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram, where I do, like, photos of myself, birthday shoutouts, or vacation photos. Everything is there. Go to Miss.Holland92. If you're coming from this podcast, make sure you follow me. I really, really, really guarantee it, so thank you so much. I highly recommend. And if you're a moviegoer, or if you're looking for a movie that you want to watch, don't worry. Go follow my other account called Marilyn Susan. I do all reviews on movies and TV shows, no matter what genre, whatever it's Marvel or DC or anything else, or Star Wars in particular. So go follow my Marilyn Susan account. Make sure you go and do that. I highly recommend. I just did 2 new reviews on my second time seeing Shazam Fury of the Gods, and I did another post where I saw Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves for the first time. You should go and check those reviews out if you're into those, and I highly recommend giving a like, share, post, share, or whatever. That would be great. And make sure you just did 2 friends, and if you're looking for a movie that really knows your interests, so make sure you go and give Marilyn Susan a follow, and if you're coming from this podcast, give me a follow. So please, and thank you. I really appreciate it. But if you're on Twitter, not a problem. Go to miss.norman1992 for the exact same concept. I do all my reviews, whatever it's like, which is movies and TV shows, whatever it's Marvel, DC, Star Wars, action movies, or anything else. And sometimes iCarly, of course, on Paramount. So if you're looking for a review, anything, make sure to go follow that account on my Twitter page. Highly recommend it. And I do, like, reviews for, award shows as well, so make sure you go follow that account. I highly recommend. But in the beginning, I talked about the cutest human being in the entire world, Chase Norman. How can you not love that cutie? But if you're looking for reviews for anything else, go to Miss.Holly92 on my Twitter. And if you're from here, go follow me on Twitter as well. I highly recommend. So thank you so much. And make sure you go follow me on social media platforms. So that's great. So yeah. But also, if you're having trouble finding a podcast, no problem. Let me give you a step-by-step so you know what you're doing. And yeah, so here we go. So if you go to my page, Miss.Holland92, and go to my profile, the link is in my bio on that. But if you're following me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, the link is in my bio over there as well. So if you're following me, whatever it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, whatever it is, which is Miss.Holland92 or Miss.Norman1992. Here's the step-by-step so you know what you're doing. So, okay. Step 1, go to my profile, whatever it's Twitter or Instagram. Go to the link in my bio. If you see the link in my bio, tap it. It'll take you straight to my podcast page, and all the episodes will be on there. My title, yada, yada, yada. You get the point. But click number 2. Click on the button that says more platforms. So if you click on the button, all the platforms of your favorite podcast providers are going to be on that list. But if you recognize a podcast provider that you're subscribed to, go and click on that icon, click it. It'll take you straight to your sign-in page, whatever it is, your username and password, which is your email and your password. And make sure you go and do that. And if you did that, press the accept button or whatever it is you're doing on that, and if it accepts you, there you go, then you're in. And if you see the follow button, if you click on the notification bell, and then boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So yeah, so if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger universe and the 8 HDU. So my job is to make you guys comfortable. If you don't know the show, or if you knew the show, or if you're looking for a podcast for your kids to enjoy, I'm your girl. Trust me, I would keep your kids entertained, and it's my job to do that. So make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Buckle up, it's gonna be a ride, and trust me, we got more content coming your way. So make sure you stay along for the ride, and welcome. I would love to have you as a new follower, so thank you, and I hope you enjoy your stay. But to the followers who follow me since day one, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. It absolutely means the world to me. I can't believe it's been 3 years, which is absolutely insane. My goal was to keep you guys entertained during the quarantine session back in 2020, and now 3 years later, since you guys started to go out again and the numbers started dropping, I didn't care about the numbers. I cared if I wanted to make you guys happy, which was really, really important to me. And for you to stick around and take your time to not just listen to me, you've been sticking with me through and through, and I'm glad that I'm in this fan base, which is really, really important to all of you guys. So I just want to say thank you guys so much who stuck with me since the very beginning. And my goal is I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger or Danger Force episode is on this platform. So I just want to say thank you so much from the very beginning to now, which is 3 years later. I'm so excited when this podcast is going to do next, and I love you guys so much, and we're only getting started from here. Trust me, guys are the reason. Without you guys, I would have done this. So thank you for that. And let's keep on going. Let's get it on, baby. Danger Force is right around the corner as well. I cannot wait to recap 13 episodes of season 3 for you coming up. And yeah, so keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. Don't let people tell you what to do. Follow your dreams and just be yourselves. And that's about it. So be you. Be strong. You be confident. You got this. And just be you. So I love you guys, and thank you for sticking by me, and I cannot wait to see what's next. So I love you guys so much, and just be you. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Locals.
And fight crime.
Feels good.